HD Smartcast.
You are listening to a Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi guys, I'm Prasad Banerjee and I write about tech at Mint.
And this is TechCetra, a podcast
where we tackle some hot topics in technology
and also
bust some myths. So supply chain management is not something that's particularly new. In fact, supply chain management has been a part of industries for a long time. Having said that, digital transformation is new for a lot of companies which have been doing things in the traditional manner. But over the last 2 years, digital transformation sort of became industry agnostic. Pretty much everybody had to get used to it, use digital means, put more technology in their supply chains. Today I have with me Mr. R.D. Malav, who is a VP at Jindal Polyfilms Limited and a very enterprising leader. And I'm going to speak to him about how they used digital transformation for their activities. Welcome to TechCetra, Mr. Malav. You've, of course, been in the industry for over 33 years now, right? How was it deploying these digital solutions? There's, of course, challenges that you would have made. Could you go over those challenges? What were the challenges that you faced while, doing this?
So actually, in the information technology era, where every stakeholder is high demand in terms of ease to use systems and very fast time to market systems with work from anywhere and from any device scenario, there are a lot of challenges. Like we have the legacy silo IT system, legacy siloed IT systems focused on process automation in place of a business transformation in totality, lack of business ownership, keep pace with the business growth, lack of customer focused solutions, adoption of non-standardized custom developed applications which don't have agility and scalability and are seldom built on industry best practices. Nonetheless, security is another big challenge.
So let me talk about Jindal Polyfilms as a whole, right? Were the challenges that you faced in Jindal Poly, were they similar to experiences you have had in the past? And how did you, go about solving them?
So let me give you a brief background about Jindal Polyfilms. Jindal Polyfilms Limited is a part of $2 billion BC Jindal Group, which has been offering a wide range of products and solutions for more than 6 decades. The group is involved in diverse businesses, including polyester film, polypropylene film, power generations, cold rolled steel strips, galvanized sheets, etc. Though Jindal Polyfilms had similar challenges, as I have explained earlier, majorly adoption of non-standard applications in silos of applications in different business areas and lack of business ownership are the key challenges. Over the period, we realized that best of the breed integrated solutions are the way to go for robust digital transformation journey, which can provide articulated business benefits. Though we have been working on various digital initiatives since year 2000, Y2K era, we have set path for digital transformation as wave 2 in 2016-17 with integrated approach. Having ERP as a core system, which is tightly integrated with production planning, supply chain, customer relationship management, document management systems, etc. on cloud-first strategy, either hosted applications on cloud or cloud-native applications and software as a service model.
So at what point did Oracle come into the journey and how did Oracle help?
So as part of our digital strategy, after having back-end integrated systems in place, management vision was to bring in operational efficiencies and complete visibility in our operations. Being customer in focus, we want visibility end-to-end. That's when we started looking for logistics solution to better manage our domestic and export supplies. In the journey, we evaluated various transportation management systems and found Oracle Transportation Management System, which is cloud-based, as the most suitable for our requirement. OTM has been rated by various rating agencies, including Gartner, as number one TMS solution in the market. Oracle could demonstrate the business benefit based on our actual business use cases. while wide spectrum of customers in the market already using their solutions, which gave us the confidence to go ahead with Oracle solution.
So let me introduce Mr. Sunil Kumar here. He's the Director ERP and SCM Cloud Competency at Oracle. Sunil, welcome to TechCetra. Rather, I should say welcome back to TechCetra.
Yeah, hi.
So Sunil, let me start with what SCM solutions did Oracle provide to Jindal Poly and what were the key capabilities on offer here?
Yeah. So from a wide bouquet of supply chain management applications on offer from Oracle, Jindal Polyfilms chose Oracle Transportation Management. So Oracle Transportation Management on cloud is a single unified platform to manage all transportation activities throughout their entire supply chain. The solution was meant to minimize cost, optimize service level, and create flexible business process automation, thereby efficiently and optimally manage their domestic as well as export distribution networks. So the key capabilities of the solution that were provided to Jindal Polyfilms included transportation sourcing or procurement, transportation order management, carrier management, rates management, shipment planning, load optimization, fleet management, either for their dedicated or hired fleet, shipment booking, tendering, visibility, event management or exception management, freight auditing, settlement, strategic and tactical analysis of their entire distribution network. And also it included best-in-class BI capabilities for tracking their KPI and various dashboards related to that. So in the nutshell, it was end-to-end capabilities on offered within their overall transportation processes.
And what are the, you know, key tech innovations that are, you know, helping solve these problems in supply chain management?
See, the organizations that are looking to modernize their supply chain processes, they need to ensure that they look for digital initiatives that can provide a collaborative framework to receive and process supply chain events in real time, an orchestration engine to orchestrate supply chain events with the entire ecosystem of partners, and also look at predictive insights to improve business decision making and also mitigate those risks. So the advanced technologies which are involved are like, say, artificial intelligence, machine learning, IoT, blockchain, which are disruptive the way organizations traditionally do business and also manage their supply chains. So if we have to look at the integral themes of the modern digital supply chain transformations, we can focus on digital twins and digital threads as the two key themes that help in reducing latency and improve collaboration as well as orchestration across the supply chain. So this digital supply chain twin, it's a digital replica of the physical supply chain, which is consisting of ecosystem partners, including, say, manufacturers, multi-tier suppliers, third-party logistics providers, etc. So by leveraging these innovative cutting-edge technologies that I just mentioned as AI, machine learning, IoT, blockchain, etc. So what this digital twin does is it emulates supply chain performances on a real-time basis with near zero latency, such that the supply chain executive can make proactive business decisions like dynamic routing, rerouting, or redriving ETAs based on real-time supply chain events or the exceptions which are happening. So the critical supply chain events can also be logged into blockchain distributed ledger, and also smart contracts can be invoked for business compliance. So the event logs and blockchain distributed ledger, they work as a digital thread of the end-to-end supply chain transactions. Oracle offers zero latency supply chain solutions that provide a digital twin as well as digital thread based on these innovative technologies for solving business challenges as well as enabling end-to-end supply chain transformation.
Let me come back to Mr. Malav here. Mr. Malav, how did these, you know, the offerings that Oracle has, you're of course on sort of an end-to-end journey of digital transformation here. When it comes to your supply chain, how did the offerings from Oracle help?
So our end-to-end supply chain processes have been optimized with fully automated Oracle supply chain management solutions, as just Sunil mentioned. So optimization of container, and truckload as a full dispatchable order concept, tightly integrated with production planning systems, transport planning and cost optimization, port bidding and tracking, which reduce your freight cost. Freight settlement are some of the key components of the overall solution that have helped us to make our supply chain fully automated and highly efficient. So just a repetition, one is transport management system, which is tightly integrated with production planning system. Then transport planning, where you can optimize your route, you can optimize your cost. Port bidding and tracking system is very important to reduce your cost again. The freight settlement is another module which basically facilitates to settle transporter bills on prompt basis. Oracle solution has helped us to achieve optimization of container and truckload by over 10%. Freight cost has been reduced by 8%. Freight settlement cycle after POD has been reduced to the extent of 25% after implementation of this solution.
Now that you have a more digital offering and you've been sort of on this journey for a while now, where do you see the future of, you know, the supply chain with all this IT alignment, all of the technology? Where do you see the future going?
So nowadays, and more specifically after this COVID pandemic, supply chain digitalization and optimization have become essential for any business, and so does for us as well. Customer centricity and digital transformation are the two strategies we are rigorously following up. As an industry, across industry, these are the essential to survive in future. So we see future businesses being increasingly digitally enabled and where IT plays a significant role.
Thanks a lot, Mr. Malav. Thanks a lot, Sunil, for joining us. So in a world where every service is sort of an opportunity for a business to evolve, digital solutions essentially allow that exact collaboration that companies need today. And of course, in order for companies to really fulfill the demand that they're getting today, they will have to digitally transform the supply chain. So if what you heard here is similar to what you want today, you can get in touch with our experts. Email us at letstalk_in@oracle.com. This episode was sponsored by Oracle. And that's it for this week's episode. Please do let me know what you thought of it and what else you would want me to cover. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Undertaker. Yes, you heard that right. That's UNDERTECHER. You can also give us feedback at HT Smartcast. We're present on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And please do log on to htsmartcast.com and listen to all of our productions.
This was a Mint production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.